we found that there's missing data from the oil sands process. And that missing data is you dig oil sand out of the ground, you need to crush it, and then you need to mix it with hot water to extract the oil. With the crushing process, we can measure the tons per hour. But what we don't know is the size of those pieces. And that was the piece of missing data. And so we figured that we could measure by taking pictures of the crushed oil sand and measure the size of those pieces and then come up with a particle size distribution of the oil sand. And that additional piece of information would help us improve the process.
Well, how would it do that? Why is it important to know what the size is?
Well, to be able to get the most oil out of the oil sand, you want to make the ore as small as possible. So you dig it out of the ground and you put it into a crusher. But how do you know if the crusher is working properly? We can measure how many tons of hour comes out of the crusher, and we can use a screen to try to remove the large pieces. But we don't actually know what the size of the pieces are as it goes through that process. So after it gets crushed and then goes through screens and then possibly crushed again, mixed with water, if we measure the size at each one of those points, then we can tell whether the machine is doing its job.
And if the particles are too big, can they actually wreck the machinery?
Really large particles, especially in the winter, can jam the crushers. So one of the problems we looked at is, could we detect these really large Volkswagen-sized pieces from and detect it before they jam the crusher? So if you point a camera at the oil sand as it gets dumped by the truck, and as it's being fed into the crusher, and the images from the camera are processed, can we detect these large pieces and let an operator know, hey, there's a big Volkswagen bus-sized piece coming in, you better do something about this. So yes, large pieces can stop part of the production.
That's your problem. What have you done then to solve it?
So we've developed technology that essentially takes video images and then starts making measurements from those video images to be able to give us the size information. And then using the size information, we can either inform an operator about the size, or we can use the size information to try to improve the process by understanding how adjustments on the machinery can affect the size of the oil sand.
Who's manning this camera?
Well, the systems are automatic. So once you have the computers in place and the cameras are attached, these are the same cameras that operators would normally look at. So the computer is analyzing the image, and this is all done automatically and providing the data into databases that other process people can look at.
What's unique about this?
I think the fact that we're using images to measure the size information with a system we call Dirt TV, where you transport images from the oil sand process, you bring it back to a location. In this case, we're doing it at the University of Alberta, which is 450-500 kilometers away from the plant. The computers are processing those images and making those size calculations, and then writing that information back into the databases that are located in Fort McMurray, all using internet communications technology. It makes this a very unique way of processing video images.
Now, you have actually quite an involved and large partnership to address this problem. Who all is involved in helping you develop Dirt TV?
Well, we established a five-year chair with the University of Alberta, NSERC, the Natural Sciences and Engineering Research Council of Canada, ICOR, the Information Circle of Research Excellence, which is a provincially funded agency, Matricon, which is a local industrial software provider, and then, of course, Syncrude as the end user.
I've seen your lab at the university. It's actually quite interesting, and it's very different. It's not exactly what you would expect as a lab. It even has artwork in there. Why have you gone that route with the setup of your lab?
The lab is located in the computing science department. Typically, computing science is not associated with the oil sands industry. So one of the things we wanted to be able to do was to attract students who are walking in the halls by the lab, which has these large glass windows, to take a look at what's going on inside the lab and interest them in the types of problems there. So we commissioned an artwork, which was a mural on top of in one of the walls, as one of the ways of being able to get to draw student attention into the lab, and to kind of then ask questions, well, what's going on there, and realizing that there is high tech going on involving computing science inside the oil sands industry.
Well, it's never easy getting from point A to point B when you're trying to solve a problem. What are some of the obstacles that you've had to overcome during this research?
I think in the beginning, our largest obstacle was, how are we going to get the video images in Fort McMurray down to the laboratory at the University of Alberta? Initially, we went on site and we would take video camera images of the oil sand ore, and we would run back to the lab with the tape, and then we would develop a computer program that would analyze the tape. And everything would work fine until we got a new video from the oil sand site. And processing that new video, we realized that our programs didn't work anymore. What we really wanted is we wanted to have live video. What we really wanted is we wanted to have what we affectionately call Dirt TV. The idea was that we would have the cameras that are located in Fort McMurray beam a live television signal right back to the university lab. So at first we had contacted TELUS to look at different types of technologies that we could use to develop the signal. And I remember sitting inside the lab in downtown Edmonton with some videotapes showing examples of what we wanted to do. And we were trying to answer the question in their lab, what type of communication technology should we use? And we were testing something on a bench. And the TELUS brought in some managers, some salespeople and some managers, to come and take a look at what we're doing. And as soon as they saw the videotape, they saw that it was just pictures of dirt. And the pictures were moving by the camera screen so fast you couldn't really see anything. But when they understood that the problem was we wanted to measure something and this was oil sand and the value of this, the light bulb came on and they understood. So we ended up setting up a dedicated fiber optic link connecting cameras in Fort McMurray to the computers at the University of Alberta. That was the biggest challenge that we had in the very beginning of that. And that technology has since evolved now into bringing the video signals over the internet into the lab.
Now, you work in the field of robotics. How does robotics enter into this whole Dirt TV scenario?
Most people think of robots as what we see in the movies. So that's R2-D2 or 3CPO. But scientists think of robots in a more abstract mathematical way. So we think of the problem of trying to perceive or sense something, and that could be with a camera, or it could be with a stereo vision system, or it could be temperature sensors. And then we take that data and we process it in order to make a decision. And then the decision forms some type of an action. Now, the action could be to move the robot somewhere, or the action could be to control an arm, or the action could be to send an email. So in all cases, we look at all problems from the point of view of sensing, data analysis, and decision making, and some form of action. So to us, all problems then can be solved using the robotics approach.
So is this now actually being used in the field at the plant?
Yes, Dirt TV is live. People within Syncrude can take their internet browser and they can simply point it to a website that we have in which the live video images are being shown. So we use this information in order to further the research.
Do you think you've actually achieved your goal in trying to improve efficiency and cut costs?
Well, we had an interesting project over the last 3 years in which we were developing a new type of oil sand slurry preparation technology. Now, this new technology has a much smaller environmental footprint. It doesn't use trucks, so there's less emissions from the trucks. But in order to develop this new technology, a prototype was created. And this prototype was going to have a new type of crushing system that was not going to generate any rejects. But in order to be able to validate that this new design would work, we had to measure the size of the oil sand coming out of this crushing technology so that to make sure that these pieces were not too large and wouldn't cause blockages in the pumps. Now, without the Dirt TV technology, the only way you could do it is if you took samples of the oil sand, and you physically measured them with a ruler, or sieving is the way we would do this. But this would require that you actually have to measure a lot of dirt. Instead, using this type of technology, we simply take video of all of it, and we're able to measure all of the particles and get the answer that we needed. So this was tremendous cost saving in terms of being able to get the answer that we needed for this new technology at a minimal cost and in a lot more efficient way.
Now, you've taken an interesting approach in solving this problem, because here you are, you're a scientist, you're working in a research center for Syncrude, but you've taken it beyond that. What advice do you have for other people in industry if they want to follow the same route that you have in terms of getting partners and establishing a chair at the university to help you solve your day-to-day concerns?
I think we feel that one of the key pieces is that you actually have to have someone from the industry actively involved at the university on a day-to-day basis in order to be able to get value out of the university research. We found that by having the lab at the university and by creating a Syncrude computer network at the university, and then most importantly having Syncrude researchers spend time at the university, day in, day out, week in, week out, that we actually were able to ground the academic side of it to make sure that the industrial problem that was of interest to us was being worked on. I think that was the most valuable lesson that we took away from this process.
Could you have done it on your own?
I don't think we could do it as a company because it involves too wide of an area of expertise. And especially in a novel area. Image processing is not something that we have a very large group with. And by being able to have a center like this at the university, where we can have visiting academics from around the world, professors who will spend a 1 or 2 year sabbatical at the lab, gives us the advantage that we get a wide access to a lot of expertise that there's no way could we have that internally.
Thank you very much, Ron.
My pleasure.